From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, hello, welcome to Talking Flicks. JT here, joined by the GOAT, the man, the myth, the legend, and the guy who never puts his phone on silent at the cinemas. Mr. Lee, hello.
Hello, Jay. How are you this week?
Got to say, I'm doing all right, Mr. Lee. How are you doing? How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting week. I've had a very full and very busy week, which is really good. We like being busy.
Yeah, it makes the week fly by, yeah. Right? The weekend's coming around now, really quick.
Yeah, now I have actually been asked, why have you never asked JT how his week has been and what he's up to on the weekend and things like that?
Oh.
And I go, you know what? I don't think I have either.
You know what? There's no point. My life's boring as anyway. So I've got nothing to add. But a big weekend coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas.
Yeah.
And I've been looking forward to this one, the Travelling Film Festival, Karina Libby and her wonderful team. So across pretty much most of the cinemas around the country as well. So there's a lot of Travelling Film Festivals going on this weekend. But how are you guys going in the setup for it? How's it all shaping up?
It's actually all looking really good. We've got all the movies all ready to go tonight. 7 o'clock, we kick off in Tamworth, Orange and Wagga. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun.
Should be great.
We've got a great lineup.
Have you picked out your favourite? Because there was one movie in particular. It was about a dog or something you wanted to watch, wasn't it? Was there the...
Yeah, it's called Black Dog. Yeah, Black Dog. Because it's got a dog in it. And I went, you know what? I've got to go see this movie because I like movies with dogs.
And the only problem with Black Dog, Mr. Lee, is you've got to wait until the end of the weekend, isn't it? That's a Sunday showing of that one. So
put it right at the very end. It's the last one in Tamworth. I may have to go to Wagga because it's on at 4 o'clock on Saturday tomorrow. So it might be a better time for me. And even Orange, it's on Sunday at 6 o'clock. So, yeah.
Well, happy driving, Mr. Lee. Happy driving. By the time you get there, it'll probably be over. This is a fair drive for you to get to Wagga. But massive weekend. Now, tickets still on sale. So if you want to go and check out the Travelling Film Festival, and it will be fantastic, there's so many great options to purchase your tickets too. Now you can go and see one movie, you can go and see five, or you can go and see the whole lot, which I think is the best for value, to go and see every single movie.
Oh, it certainly is, Jay. If you get to see all nine movies, and when we were talking to Katrina about it in a couple of podcasts, how many was it? 2 weeks ago we talked to her. 3 weeks ago. The lineup is spectacular. This is probably one of the best years we've had of a choice of movie. I'm looking forward to it. So it's going to be a good weekend for movies this weekend.
All right, so forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, and there you can go to the Travelling Film Festival links, book your tickets, and get along there tonight is when it all gets underway. Now, if you're not going to the Travelling Film Festival, maybe, Mr. Lee, you're going to see Borderlands, which is new this week.
Yeah, now this is a new MA-rated movie, and when I was actually doing some research about this movie, it is an action epic. An adventure epic, a quest, space sci-fi, an action, an adventure, a comedy, a sci-fi, and a thriller. I have never seen so many genres of movie in one movie.
You know, back in the day when you used to go to the video shop and they used to put movies, in certain genres,
action,
would you find that one?
Exactly. And I've never heard of action epic or adventure epic or a quest.
No.
Like it's quite remarkable.
It does look great. And I noticed before too, you said it's an MA movie. You look very naughty when you said that, Mr. Leo. It's an MA movie. Yeah.
I forget you can see me. I do forget that. Look, this one stars the wonderful and most talented, as you see, I just moved away from what you were talking about. Thank you. Kevin Hart, Jack Black, and also Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, there, she's not on your notes for some reason. Not when I was looking at it, I'm going, Jamie Lee is in this movie, and you left her out, obviously. You've omitted her for some reason.
Yeah, well, she's on my private notes, so, yeah, I didn't send you that.
On your what? Sorry. Oh, my God.
I've got other notes as well, because I don't want to give you all the details. Oh. Like, I'd like to keep a few up my sleeve.
Private notes. Wow, what else is on there?
No, you don't want to know.
Let's check it out. This is Borderlands.
Brave Hunter. You've come in search of the secret lost vault of Pandora.
You ready to kick some ass?
Okay, let's go.
Hey. Catch.
If the legends were true,
I'm the only one who can open the vault. What are you doing?
Feel free to applaud.
Follow me this way. I have a tremendous sense of direction.
Nobody kills me but me.
Here I come.
Put the window up.
I don't want to.
It's pink.
It's in my mouth.
You get a bullet. You get a bullet.
Big bullet coming.
How are we going to get through this?
Gotta say, I cannot wait to see Kate Blanchett do a thing in this movie because she looks amazing.
Doesn't she what? And, you know, I was actually interested to find out why Kate Blanchett would do something like this, because this is very different for her. Like, she's been in a lot of different movies, but I've never seen her in a movie like this. And when she was actually talking to a group of people, she was saying that the decision, the reason why she did do it, was the gunslinging stuff was so much fun. I got really absorbed in the whole world. I think there was, as may have been, a little COVID madness involved. COVID madness. That's why. Because it was actually filmed during COVID. It was actually filmed in Budapest in Hungary in 2021. But can I tell you, Jay, it is actually from a video game. And when they first pitched the idea of making it into movie, when do you reckon it was that they actually thought, let's make a movie out of this video game?
10 years ago.
You're close. 2011. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's how long sometimes movies take to actually get off the ground.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, by the time they go through development and all that sort of thing, which is really good. So it's a long time to get a movie off the ground.
And I reckon I know what happened to Kate. Kate's thinking, well, why should I be in this movie? Well, Kate, do you want to be in an action, epic, adventure, epic, quest, space, sci-fi, action, adventure, comedy, sci-fi, thriller? Yes, I do. Why would you not?
There goes
right?
The CV. That's the whole CV gone, isn't it? Like,
very, very impressive. Two pages. Got to say. Now, another movie that is out this week, It Ends With Us, a drama romance. Yes, Mr. Lee, this is my kind of movie. I love a good horror.
Is.
I do, but I do love a movie that hits the heartstrings. You know, it hits you. Hits
because
you, in the
feels. You like to have a little cry. You like to have a little cry.
I wouldn't say a cry. Yeah. I wouldn't say a cry. I do like the tear up. I
right,
love
tears. Yeah.
I like it to really hit me. And I'm hoping that this is the kind of movie that will do that, because usually the ones that hit me are the ones that have come from adapted novels.
Yes, and this one is from that. It's actually by Colleen Hoover, who actually wrote it. And she's actually written another one as well, which is going to be called It Starts With Us. So she actually wrote that one back in October 22. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But you know how they got this movie off the ground? There was actually through TikTok.
Of course it was.
That's everything's through TikTok these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, and
Yeah. So that's how they actually had, it actually got through TikTok and people really enjoyed it. And so that's why they actually got, because it's actually sold over 1 million copies worldwide, which is huge for a novel.
Very good. It's called It Ends With Us.
You want to do the honors?
No, you go ahead. I need to take it in from here.
I was hoping you'd say that, okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's my brother, Ryle.
The first official customer?
Well, you'd have to buy something to be considered a customer. Right now, you're just loitering.
We all have an idea of what love can be.
I want to see you again.
Now you see me.
You know what I mean.
Special connection you feel, that first kiss. But 15 seconds, that's all it takes to completely change everything.
I'm so sorry.
We gather stones, never knowing what they'll mean.
Hey, Bloom. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Boston?
I opened my flower shop.
I still remember the day I saw you in the window.
Yeah, we were just kids then.
is that your guy?
Yeah, that's Ryle.
Even on my worst day, did I deserve babe?
He's tripped.
You gave me, 'cause I loved you.
You love him now?
You.
It wasn't my question.
I didn't have it in myself to go with.
If one day you had a daughter,
what would you say to her?
She came to you and said the person she loved was hurting her. What would you say to her?
And I can go anywhere.
None of this is your fault. As hard as this choice is, we break the pattern. Or the pattern breaks us.
Sorry, Mr. Lee, just give me a minute. It's very powerful.
Was very powerful. Yes. I can see you're already tearing up.
This is not good, is it?
No, that was just the trailer.
Oh, look, I'm off to see this movie with my daughter too, and I don't really want to be crying in front of her. I want to.
Oh, no. The tagline for it sounds interesting. It's sometimes it's the one who loves you who hurts you the most.
Hmm. Yeah, very true.
So that's intriguing, isn't it?
Very intriguing, yeah. Mm. And if you've read the novel, you're going to love the movie, seeing how it all plays out. So that is out this week. Also, one for the whole family, which is starring one of our very own, Samara Weaving, 200% Wolf, which is up from 100% Wolf, right?
Yes, it is. And it also stars the voice of Jennifer Saunders from AbFab, and Kumail, who I'm hoping he's the comedian.
Sally,
I was actually just trying to do research early. Yeah. And he's got a great voice, I must say. But it's all about a person who wishes to be a werewolf, and then he actually does something to the moon and the earth, and then he must restore the cosmic order so that the earth and moon don't collide.
Catastrophe was averted tonight.
Come on!
By what appears to be a tiny pink poodle?
Ow!
I want the pack to take me seriously.
Hello?
Hello?
What are you doing?
Summoning the spirit?
Freddy?
I'm a wolf! these guns! You're a baby moon spirit?
Oh boy.
You summoned the spirit?
Ta-da!
Spirits aren't made for this world. Mopo's inner light will fade out.
What have I done?
Nice one, Big Bad Wolf.
We need to save Mopo.
Let's stop the great mist!
Ooh, visitors. Huh?
I hate visitors.
Ladies and gentlemen, Armageddon's upon us.
Save the baby!
Just be you. You just love that guy.
Whoa! Did we just get mooned by a moon spirit?
Nice one, Mopo.
Well, there's one thing for sure, Mr. Lee. Us Aussies know how to do animated films, right?
Certainly true, certainly true. That sounds so much fun, doesn't it? It sounds like the whole family would enjoy that. Now, also screening at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5, we've got Deadpool, Wolverine, Despicable Me 4, The Fabulous 4, Inside Out 2, Long Legs, Sleeping Dogs, Trap and Twisters are all playing this week, as well as the Travelling Film Festival, which we spoke about earlier. So it's on right now tonight. So make sure you watch it Friday right through to Sunday for the Travelling Film Festival.
One of our big picks this week too, Mr. Lee, based off a movie that came out last week, is The Fabulous Four. So if you haven't seen it yet, you'll want to go and check it out. Now, our Talk and Flickster from this week, Narelle, actually saw it last weekend. And in the most recent Talk and Flickster episode of our podcast, she gave us a bit of an insight into the movie and she loved it.
He did. And if you want to take a listen to that podcast, just have a look at the previous podcast and you'll be able to hear Narelle. And she did. She actually wanted to go back and see it again. I wonder if she's going to do it this weekend.
Yeah, well, she wanted to take her daughter. Yeah. And once she's taken her daughter, I think she'll probably take somebody else. That's how good it is. She'll just keep going back. If you want to be a Talk and Flickster, the easiest way is just go to the Forum 6 or Odeon 5 websites.
Absolutely. Click on the Talking Flicks on the top of the website and then find just down below saying become a Talking Flickster. Click on there, send us your name and what town you're in, whether you're in Orange, Wagga or Tamworth, and then we'll get in contact with you. We have actually got quite a few people lined up already, which is so exciting. So, yeah, you will get to go. And you actually watch a movie on us, and then you come onto the podcast and tell us all about the movie.
And honest thoughts too. Just tell us exactly what you thought, and you get to give it the movie a rating out of Chalk Tops too. So that's
correct.
And we'll have another episode of the Talk and Flickster coming out next Wednesday. So keep an eye out for that. Now let's take a look at the movies from last week, the top fives. The USA, let's see how things are shaping up over there. Number five, Inside Out 2. Number four, Despicable Me 4. Number three, the new Josh Hartnett movie, Trap, which is great to see inside the five. Number two, Twisters. And number one for a second straight week, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, now heading over to Germany, we've got number four, Kingdom of Planet of the Apes. Number three is Kinds of Kindness. Number two is Inside Out 2. And number one for Germany, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, the Germans are into Deadpool. They love it. They're all over it. A bit of Kransky sausage and some Deadpool. It's good. Now let's take a look at our top five here in Oz. Number five. What are you laughing at, Mr. Lee? Oh my goodness!
When you crank, yeah, your sausage.
What's wrong with the Kransky? Love a good Kransky. Cheese Kransky.
I can just see them sitting there with their Jats biscuit, cutting up a sliced sausage and cheese.
Watching Deadpool. Yeah, it's quite the image, isn't it? Yeah. I could definitely see that too.
Sorry.
Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. Number five for Oz, Despicable Me 4. Number four, Inside Out 2. Number three, Twisters. Number two, Trap, which is great to see. And number one, Deadpool and Wolverine for another week again. So Trap's doing really well.
It is, which is really good to see because this is the first time we've seen Josh Hartnett out in a movie for quite some time. So it's good that he's come back to Hollywood. I think he's a good actor.
Do you think it's the intriguing storyline that gets people in, because it's that whole going along to a concert that's been set up to catch this killer? Yeah, quite a freaky storyline, but and a thriller too, which really gets you, keeps you on the edge of your seat.
And I think the other thing too, it's M. Night Shyamalan. So I think people, you know, he has a huge following and people do like his movies, because you know you're going to be freaked out because of what he does. And past movies, anything to go on, you know it's going to be good. So get along and see Trap.
Yeah, and another massive movie, as we said, Deadpool and Wolverine. We're talking huge dollars here at the box office, coming in around, 211.4 million. That is huge. You've also got some other big openings that we've seen over the years. What is competing with Deadpool?
Yeah, now this is actually from the States, and it's rated R movies, which is our MA here in Australia. Mm. So the top 10 for US, Deadpool and Wolverine's taken 211 million, as you just said. Deadpool, the first one, which was 2016, 132 mil. Deadpool 2 was 125. It, 123. So it's a long way down compared to Deadpool Wolverine. So people were wanting to see this movie. And then 50 Shades of Grey, which I remember when we actually read the book
memories.
On radio.
Yes, memories. When, that was great.
50 Shades of Grey, wasn't it?
It was. We had the novel.
It was.
We got my wife's novel, remember, and we decided to read it.
No, it was yours. That. No, don't say it was your Mr. wife's. Lee, it wasn't. It was your novel.
Oh, wow. Okay. There was no props, Mr. Lee, used in our reenactment of that film either, I should imagine. I should just say. These movies aren't necessarily R for us, though, are they? Because I don't remember some of these movies being R-rated, because they would be quite difficult to show at the cinema, would they not?
Yeah, and that's what R-rated is MA in Australia. So America, they have a totally different rating system to what we do. And a lot of people do get a little confused because they see it's R-rated and they go, oh, my God, Deadpool and Wolverine's R-rated. It's like, no, that's the American rating system. Ours is MA. And so most of those movies are all MA that are what we had here. So even down to 50 Shades of Grey, which only took 85 mil, that was MA back in the day. So, that's why R-rated MA.
We won't be getting any more 50 Shades, will we? I think that's pretty much done, isn't it? Because there was only, three novels?
Three movies came out of it. So, yeah.
Because if it ever comes back, Mr. Lee, then we will get the book out again and we will read another excerpt from that book.
How did we find the page? Because wasn't it somewhere?
It was randomised.
Randomly. Yes.
That was the danger. And I should point out too, this was all on live radio. There was no
it went out live.
Yes. Not like this podcast where we can go back and take a chunk out if we need to. No, this was 100%
live. That was live. So, yeah.
How did we get away with that? I don't know.
Especially, that movie, which you'd go,
I will point out there was no code breaches at that time, so that was fine.
Definitely not. We probably wouldn't be able to get away with it on live radio, would we?
Well, we did kind of. We were very generous with the lines we read. We did tidy it up a little bit, so.
Yeah, we did. We filled in different, anyway.
Let's go around the screens and see what's happening. Tamworth, you guys got a bit going on?
Yeah, we've got our next parent session happening on August 28th, and it's for the movie It Ends With Us. Our parent sessions are very popular because we do leave the lights half on and lower the sound so mums, dads can come in with their newborn or, kid up to three.
Yeah, that's great.
And they can sit there and enjoy the movie instead of, if Bob starts crying, you just stay there until the end of the movie. Everyone knows it's a parent session and we will understand. Now, coming up in Tamworth, Orange and Wagga on September 1, I know we have had many of these over the years, these sessions, and they are actually very popular. Like in Tamworth, we've actually sold quite a few tickets already to this. And then, of course, we're talking about Andre Rieu 2024 Power of Love concert. And the oldies love him.
Yeah, don't they? Of course. Yeah, exactly. My nan, she's huge fan of Andre Rieu. So I'm thinking about taking her along to this, actually, to go and go and see it. Yeah. I'll use it for a bit of time to catch up on some Z's. But that's okay. She'll enjoy it.
You know
no,
what?
No.
No, yeah. You won't, because you're creating memories with your nan, and she will love that, and she will treasure
please
that
don't, Mr. Lee, forever. Yeah, you're right. You are right. But you know what? I was watching a trailer of the 2024 concert. You know, there was a trailer going around, and they do shots where they go to the crowd, right? And people are like nearly crying in the crowd. There was this singer that was up there, and she was belting out these amazing notes, and people are like blown away. And you know what? Even I was blown away. I will admit, like, it's a pretty incredible thing. So, and when you get it on the big screen, you've got the surround sound there. I can just imagine it now. Like, the oldies would be loving this in the cinema. It'd be going off.
You know what I'm actually impressed with a violinist that can get people to do the Mexican wave. That's pretty impressive, isn't
it? That's great.
Over the years, he's done it, and you just go, how? Like, that's impressive to get such a huge following, and not just in Madrid when he does these, you know, concerts from where he lives, but he goes around the world traveling. And I know a lot of people I've sold tickets to over the last few weeks, they've actually said, you know, I've seen him live in Sydney and he's unbelievable. And to see him again on the big screen, it will just bring back so many memories. And that's what we like. We like creating memories.
Well, you know what? Now time to create more great memories with the R game. Actually, these are memories you're going to want to forget. this is it. This is a dead rubber.
Yeah.
You took this out last week, Mr. Lee. So I don't even know why we're playing the game. Do we have to play it this week?
Yes, we do, because I want to know whether you can do it. You've got to try at least one, get one. Oh. Like, I just think it would be good to see if you could just get one. And how many weeks have we been doing?
Well, I'm just seeing some good movies on the opening next week. I just thought we could talk about those instead. What do you reckon?
No, I reckon you need to do it because you made me do it last week.
Okay. No. Have you thought about the topic?
Now, I have, and it's just come to me then because I actually forgot to write the question. Anyway, I've just thought of the question, and it's going to be really, really, really easy. Okay.
Okay.
And you've got 1 minute. You are not allowed to say there's no pauses, and you've just got to keep talking about the subject, okay?
I know how to do it now. Just replace with an and. Isn't that how it works, Mr. Lee? And?
Now you know my trick.
All right, Mr. Lee. Okay. Drum roll, please.
The question for this week, and you have 1 minute to talk about. The question this week is, tell me your thoughts on Talking Flicks podcast.
Wow.
It's easy, isn't it?
It's very easy.
That's easy.
Yes, very easy. Okay. I've got to do this.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
The Talking Flicks podcast is hosted by JT and Grant Lee. It focuses on movies, reviews, talking about all things great on the big screen. All those. Oh, wow. I suck at this game. But you know what? I am so glad it's over.
That's your game.
Well, it was my game, wasn't it? Yeah, well, you know what? We can make some mistakes, Mr. Lee. We don't have to be perfect all the time, right? But well done to you, Mr. Lee, for your one gold star that you happen to get. But one's better than none, so well done, Mr. Lee. Congratulations.
Thank you. I can't wait.
Yes.
I can't wait for the new game.
New game, which is coming. And that will involve our listeners.
We'll talk about later.
Yeah, our listeners. So stay tuned for that, how you can get involved, and also a fantastic prize up for grabs as well. So more on that very soon. Let's get into our opening next week movies. Only one next week, but this is going to be awesome. If you love the Alien franchise, we've got a new one, Mr. Lee. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, look, this is called Alien Romulus. And yes, it's all set on a derelict space station. And it's all about young space people who actually go onto the actual space station and have a look to find out why it is actually empty. And I must say, I watched the trailer, and you will be surprised, Jay. I did watch the trailer.
I am very surprised.
Yeah, hold on. There was water involved with an alien creature taking people under the water, and that was enough for me. I just went.
You hit the stop button, didn't you? You hit the stop button. Yes, I did.
And
you go, not checking that out. You know what? You know what, though? I will say, even the Alien movies freak me out a little bit. And I love a good horror movie, but yeah, they are. I remember the old Sigourney Weaver ones, you know, back in the day.
Oh, yes.
So
was it John Hurt?
Mm.
Was it John Hurt that was, and the alien came popping out of his?
Oh, yeah. That was very.
It was the original, wasn't it?
So graphic, yeah. You know what? Fast forward 2024, you get a new Alien. Hell yeah. So, if you love Alien, keep an eye out for that one. That is coming out next week to cinemas. Well, that's it, Mr. Lee. That's a wrap for today. How about that?
Yeah. Wow, that's gone really quick again today. I can't believe it. It's gone very quick.
Yeah, it has indeed. What's on for the weekend? Well, of course, the Travelling Film Festival. Are you sticking around for that?
Yeah, I am actually going to pop in tonight and have a look and meet everyone and say hello. And then I actually have a wife's birthday tomorrow. So I am organising something very special tomorrow night for her. She doesn't know.
Well, happy birthday,
probably
going to
kill me that I've announced it. Thank you.
Happy birthday,
I'll pass
indeed.
That on.
Well, how old? How old is Wayne Turney for the
22.
hold on. Hold on, Miss Lee. There we go. Yeah, that's it. Well done. Great answer. I couldn't have thought of that.
I think if I gave her age out, I would be in the doghouse with Zeus. So I think that's wise food to say 22.
What present did you get, Mr. Lee? Come on. Did you get some movie tickets?
I have done that in the past because they're cheap.
Gift card?
No, I actually bought her a new watch.
Oh, look at you go. Yeah, husband of the year award, hey? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually bought the credit card out and spent a bit of money this time.
What?
I know. It's scary. It's Don't you have one with moths coming out of a crickets?
That's what I'm doing.
Only crickets.
Oh, wow. Well, happy birthday.
I hope she's not listening today because now she's found out what a birthday present is. And now I thought maybe you'd
gone and bought some lingerie or something like that, Mr. Lee, but obviously not. That's okay. The watch is much better, much better. You've outdone yourself this year, Mr. Lee. You've outdone yourself. You're trying to upstage me, aren't you? I hope my wife doesn't listen to this podcast. Which is like, yes, look, hear what Grant got, Wendy? Wow. Yeah.
And the next minute I can see Tara walking around with some new bling. I will see.
I only learn from the best, right, Mr. Lee? Isn't that right?
So true.
Well, happy birthday, Wend. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will catch you next week at midday. And guess what, Mr. Lee?
What?
You didn't ask what I was doing this weekend, right?
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.